What's up, Anchor? I'm back. It's been a while. I'm loving the new changes. This thing is sweet. Can't deny that. I think it's time that I started picking up some of my my audio game. Going to start running this podcast here, not just on Anchor, but on some of the other platforms. I just really like how easy and accessible this platform is to kind of just go off the cuff, which is what I like. And what I wanted to talk about right now, and this is what really made me think about getting back here on Anchor, is your mental headspace. I don't want to be too motivational, and I don't want to end up being that guy who comes across as only having motivational content. But I got to tell you, I'm running a business and in working with other people who are also running a business and trying to run a business, the success rate of the people who are mentally positive going into an engagement, going into a business, the people who are mentally accepting of the fact that it's going to be a challenge and that are looking forward to that challenge and also believe that it's possible that they can achieve what they're looking for, the success rate is astronomically higher than the people that I'm working with who are a little unsure, I don't know. And it's crazy to me because that's something that you control. You legitimately get control over that, and it is such a huge factor between success and failure that it just blows my mind that you could ever go into something being skeptical and letting that be the reason that you end up not succeeding. Granted, there are plenty of other reasons that you might not succeed, so you don't need this other one that you're in control of to hold you back. My suggestion would be if you're really into something and you want to give it a shot, go into it with the mental game, go into it with the right headspace and say, look, you know what? I wouldn't have done this if I didn't really believe it was true. And regardless of the fact that I've never done it before, it doesn't mean that it can't be possible. And it doesn't mean that I can't actually make these changes. And I see a lot of kids and a lot of, people in my age group, younger than me and older than me, all having the same issues where it's this sort of fear of accomplishment and, fear of failure, I guess, is what it really is. And it just blows me away that that is one of the major deciding factors between somebody who's going to be successful in the short and long term and somebody who's going to fail and just continue to fail. So don't let your head game be the thing that that causes you to be held back. Get your mind right before going into something and get your mind right every day. It's a constant thing that you've got to do. Refresh yourself and let yourself know that not every day is going to be a big win, but be ready for it and it can work. So I couldn't leave on a bad note talking about the fact that most people who have their head in the wrong place aren't able to accomplish something. I'd like to leave everyone with a little bit of advice as to what I do, because I don't want anybody to think that there's any entrepreneur out there who doesn't have really bad days, or that there's anybody who's running a successful business that doesn't sometimes feel like it's all about to fall apart. And in fact, I think the more you have going on, the more frequently you feel that way. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but not every business is what you see it to be on the surface, right? It's a duck swimming on water. Underneath, it's, these people who are running these businesses are flailing like the little duck feet, right? On top, it looks nice and calm. But what I do is I often try to remind myself that, this is how it's supposed to be, number one. It's normal to be lacking in a little bit of confidence, or it's normal to think that something might not be possible. But it's also the only way to get over it becomes realizing that you've got to trial and error your way into the correct path for you. And so it's reminding yourself, taking a little bit of time to celebrate any accomplishments along the way. That's a big one for me. And lately I haven't been doing it, to be honest with you. I hadn't been doing it for a while. I've been kind of eyeballs deep in a couple of different projects, and I didn't come up for air for a while, and it was starting to get really bad, stressful on me, and on the family. But what we did was we decided, okay, let's book a trip. And now that we've booked this trip, we're going to France, and not to mention we're going to Hawaii afterwards. Now that we've got this great trip coming up, it's already alleviated a little bit of that mental space for me, and now I'm in a better place mentally going into every single day because I know that soon something's coming up that's going to take me away from my current project, so I've got to work on these things. And overall, it's a really therapeutic thing to celebrate your victories and just to celebrate the fact that you're in the journey. You know, you don't have to celebrate the wins and you don't have to, you know, really focus on the losses, but you do have to at least just remember, man, I'm lucky to be here. I'm lucky to be trying it and to giving it my best go. So hopefully that helps. I mean, I know that on a constant basis, on a day-to-day basis, you're going to have to do a little bit of work. And I know some people push meditation and these kind of things. I don't do those things. I'm not great with these sort of habits to break you out of those. What I do like to do is just kind of remind myself that everything is good. It'll be, you know, I have tomorrow as another day, and I appreciate the fact that I always get that that extra day. And lastly, one thing that I really do enjoy, and I haven't been able to enjoy it as much, and I think everyone should give this a shot, is working out. Figure out something that you like to do that allows your body to like break out of a cycle that you might be in. Working out is a big one for me. Even when you're stressed, that's been my biggest difficulty, and I don't feel bad admitting it, is look, some days when I'm really stressed, I go to the gym and I have the worst workouts I've ever had. And I know everybody always says, well, I love going to work out because I like throwing heavy things around and it lets me alleviate stress. When I'm stressed and you're the CEO of a company, or you're leading a company, or you're like high up in the rankings, you know you've got a ton of responsibility when you get back. And so sometimes it's hard to really let your mind focus in on what you're doing when you know you're supposed to be somewhere else. And so I had a hard time and struggled with that. But what's always nice is, you know, working from home, being able to run my own business, I get to go whenever I can go to the gym. And so some days that's noon, some days that's 12. Either way, though, I make it a priority to try to get in the gym as often as I can, take care of myself, take care of my body, put your mind in a better place. It makes it easier to sleep at night. I mean, it really has just an infinite amount of benefits. And, you know, the sleep at night thing, a lot of people are like, oh man, I have a tough time sleeping at night. Well, it could be because during the daytime, we're all drinking 3 cups of coffee, and then some people aren't working out. And so it just kind of stays in your system. I can't promote enough the fact that you should get out. And even if it's going for a run or taking, you know, 100 air squats or watching a YouTube video and going into your living room and doing a 10-minute workout, whatever it is for you that works for you, go do that. For me, I happen to love CrossFit. I've owned a couple of gyms, and now I attend a gym frequently. We have a gym in our garage, and it's a huge part of my day. It's a huge part of all of my wife's days. My daughter is growing up in a family that hopefully will push her in the direction of being a little bit more healthy. And I think these things are ultimately incredibly important, but also just very, very good for the head. Makes you feel good. Makes you feel good around, you know, dinner time when you've already worked out, or, you know, if you have to work out in the afternoon. But whatever it is, take an hour for yourself. Figure out what you got to do. Put some headphones on, maybe listen to this podcast while you're working out. I'll try to put on some workout music for you here after this one. But I want to say, first off, thank you guys. Anybody who's listening to this first podcast back, they're going to get better and better. I've got access to some pretty amazing co-hosts, so I'll be bringing those to you guys, as well as bringing you some really seasoned thoughts, both for growing an agency, starting an online business, marketing online, Facebook ads, you name it. I will be trying to bring it all to you here on this podcast. We're calling it Bots in Business.